Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. Get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Shut me up. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Feeling pretty nice. We're starting late. It's okay. I'm not going to freak out if we start late. We've been on time so much that starting a few minutes late should not be the end of the world to the live stream people. Shout out to everyone watching live in gasdigital.com. All the people out there in GD land. The goddamn Gas Digital land, motherfuckers. Subscribe, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. Unlock thousands of hours. Over 1,000 episodes that's not available anywhere else in the entire world. Plus a bonus episode on Fridays. Just for subscribers. Don't be a fucking asshole. This is it. We're coming out of a new election year. Everyone's like, the pendulum's swinging. It's not swinging, doggies. Trump's going to get back in office. They're coming for your comedians. I'm telling you. Watch. Watch. Cunts. Watch. Everyone's like, oh, it's been great. It's been, yeah, because Trump's not in office. Biden's in office. They feel like they've won. They're coming back for your jokes. You want the N-words? You want the F-bombs? Subscribe to Gas Digital. International superstar Zach D'Amico's here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, brother.
It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a great day, Doug. It's Monday. Two incredible guests. Very excited to have back on the show. Been a hot fucking minute. And I found out you just moved to the east of the now East Coast.
Yeah, man, I'm out of Venice.
Stand up phenom.
Back home.
Bronson Jones back on the show.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Bronson, I just realized, you know what I'm gonna do?
Fix my hair.
No, you're fucking great. Bronson, look,
this crazy.
Bronson's hilarious. He's a fucking, you know, I'm gonna convince everyone that you're Ralph's brother. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna start calling you Bronson Sutton, okay? This is gonna be a new fucking identity for you, okay? In the Gas Digital universe.
What would his brother be like? Is he an asshole?
No, you're gonna just be you.
Oh, all right.
Okay, and we're gonna turn you into a fucking international superstar.
All right, let's
do
it.
New thing, Bronson Sutton. I like this.
I just had my birthday. We're changing lives today.
I would not tell anybody. I would not name my son Bronson if my last name was Sutton. That is a hard.
It's a lot of tons.
Bronson Sutton.
Mm-hmm. My problem too.
Bronson Sutton. And you know we're in love from the Shift podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Katie Boyle is back on the show.
Hello.
There was actual audio from Irish
Diary.
That is such an Irish something. Name.
Ours is more explosions, to Katie. Be honest.
Katie Boyle.
Oh, that's it.
Katie Woo. Boyle.
I'll be potatoes.
Katie Boyle. Oh.
Wait, is your family from like? Northern Ireland or
no,
real
from
Ireland?
The South, yeah. They're from the Republic.
Whenever I'm in the UK, I do that joke. I'm like, wait, you say you're Irish. Are you Northern Irish or real Irish? And the Northern Irish people get so pissed.
Yeah, they will kill you. You be careful.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Scotland when I do it at some
you
point.
You just don't drive a car, you'll be fine.
I'm not afraid of Irish people. Irish people are some of the weakest people on the planet.
No, that's Irish Americans.
Just in general. They're very pale. They're very undernourished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never see a fucking like a jacked Irish dude. Rarely. Conor McGregor is the
Ben,
big
we
one.
Don't like him.
Yeah, you guys don't like
you guys
Conor?
Don't like him.
No, we
I
hate
thought
him.
Ireland claims Conor. I thought
no,
they loved Conor.
No, we hate him.
Really? Why?
Is that like the Irish version of cooning?
What does that mean?
Like when black people act super ridiculous and other black people are like, all right, tone it down.
Oh,
is he like a parody of the way Irish people act?
No, it's just because he's just kind of like a bad stereotype of us, you know.
He punches old people, rapes women.
He rapes women. He pays them off. He like stirred up all the shit with the far right, like the protests. The riots when they were burning down the city.
I would love to be rich enough to rape.
Well, you know, not everybody could be a Diddy.
How great would that be? How great would it be to be rich enough to just like do whatever you want, just pay people off? But it's all coming to it. It's you got to feel like the walls are closing in. Once you see like P. Diddy and you see all these guys going down now, I'm sure if you're like a rich guy who was out there raping in the 90s, you're like, fuck, dude.
Oh, they're coming, dude. They got Cosby.
Think about the pressure you feel for minor indiscretions.
Yes.
Now imagine you did horrible things. That's what you wake up with in the middle of the night.
That's what I call all of my pedophilia, minor indiscretions.
So I have to drink the coffee first before this, Lewis. For fuck's sake.
I just laugh.
That's a great, that would be a porn channel in like 2006. It'd be called Minor Indiscretions, and it'd be like little girls dressed up as schoolgirls. Mm-hmm. And you just pay for that. Would be a part of like a
package deal.
Yeah. It'd be like 8th Street Latinas.
Yeah, Brown and Brown, Bill Hunter, Minor Discretions.
It's probably a U-Porn search category.
No, not anymore. They got rid of all the fun stuff.
You got to search braces.
Yeah.
Braces.
And then some guy with dodgy legs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Forrest Gump.
You have to search Forrest.
Fuck Forrest.
And I think they got rid of Forced as well. Rape porn is a thing you can't even.
Oh, Forrest was rape.
Forced.
Oh, Forced. I thought you meant Forrest, like a bush.
Do they still do like the casting couch ones?
Yeah.
Because that's totally coerced.
That's the best. That's the best type of porn.
I've only seen woman on woman and man on woman porn. So
you've never seen any other type of porn?
When I was younger, someone showed me a horse having sex with a woman.
Well, that's crazy.
They were just being mean. It was the older boys being like, look at this.
Wow.
No sheep?
Katie Boyle.
No, that's normal in Ireland. The horse was
novelty. That's live theater. That's not porn. Yeah.
Katie Boyle, there is a Reddit thread right now, and I believe the title of the Reddit thread is Katie Boyle Almost Nude. Shannon, do you mind if we pull this up?
This is annoying. What is this?
Katie, do you mind if we pull this up?
Is this more Photoshop?
Tell me that I'm not doing anything wrong by pulling it up.
Is this because I post a bikini pic?
It's a lot of bikini pics.
I post one a year and people lose their mind. And they I get a lot of likes, but I lose followers because Irish people are like, oh, no, this is too much. I can't be dealing with this.
They don't like it. Can we see the Reddit thread? I believe it's called, what is it called?
So this, when I looked it up, this is what comes up.
What is it? Katie Boyle Almost Nude. Yeah.
Oh, I guess like, I didn't know.
Hold on, pause. Stop for a second. Stop for a second, Shannon. Pause for a second. Take it off. Take it off the screen. I want to just point out how fucking... Now, I don't want to say retarded you are, Shannon.
I don't know how to
Reddit
works. Shannon. I don't know how to
I said there's a Reddit thread. Katie Boyle Almost Nude. The exact words that I used.
Okay, but I saw she was clothed and I didn't realize there were more pictures. So I thought it was just one post, not
and
a thread.
And then she goes, she was like, well, I looked for it and this is all that came up. The exact words that I said, Shannon.
I just explained it. I feel like that makes perfect sense.
No, it makes no sense. Oh, it's fucking pissing me off, Shannon. Don't get me going today. I'm in a good mood.
If that's all it takes, you're definitely going to get way more angry today.
There's two girls and they have a cup. Is this what you wanted?
Shannon, can we see Katie Boyle almost nude?
Almost nude.
I mean, these are pretty toit photos, Katie. That's a fucking...
That one's hot.
Okay, Katie. You know what you're doing, you little fucking... You little piggy. You know exactly what you're doing to the boys,
and
right?
And she's next to the 10-incher on that one.
And she's like, ooh, no, don't pull it up. I would not want to. She loves it. She loves the attention. But I will say right now, Katie Boyle showing absolutely no ass in these photos. And I think that there's a reason.
No, my arse is better now.
Your arse?
Was it dark out? Because you're pretty pale.
Yeah, no, I'm fairly pale.
She's Irish, but they like that too. Our audience is a bunch of Nazis.
I get
they
a bit of a tan
be...
when I go to Puerto Rico. I like Puerto Rico.
You like Puerto Rico? You've never been to Jamaica,
Puerto
have
Rico.
You?
No, well, I get a bit more of a tan there.
What's up, girl? What's up, girl? You never been to Puerto Rico?
No, I've been to Puerto Rico.
That is on.
I'm going to come back. Katie's never going to do the show again. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, I just wanted to show the boys that, which is great. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. Go search for Katie Boyle nude on Reddit. It's not nude, though.
Yeah, almost.
I told Tori Piskin she can put up a picture of us on her OnlyFans. So go sign up. It's her birthday.
Does Tori Piskin have an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Does she get naked on it?
No, she just puts up sexy bikini photos. It's her birthday, too.
Happy birthday, Tori Piskin. Fucking little redheaded vixen.
You should have her on Skankfest.
You know, some spots just opened up.
We'll do a bikini at Skankfest.
Dude, that's we need to get 90s core values. Bikini fucking all female bikini comedy show is hilarious, and so we should.
No, the men should do it too. That'll be
No. You don't understand.
We hang down.
This is
you fucking hang down. It's Skankfest.
Wait, your penis hangs out of your.
Well, they do the naked roast.
Yeah, we do naked roast.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we can't do
that. That said, I applied. I didn't get in. I said I was at the first two, and I did it naked because you wouldn't.
Well, can I say that we're not done booking it? Rebecca's booking a bunch more people this week. You guys should fucking know.
Yeah, they're not done booking for 2025.
Would you be willing to do an all female wet T-shirt contest?
Am I getting paid more money?
Yes, sure.
It's a lot of things for
the
money.
The answer is yes. We need to really fucking lean into the core value side of...
It's Vegas. Of course you do.
We can do whatever we want to do.
Wet T-shirt comedy is pretty fun.
Dude, literally Katie Boyle trying to do her jokes while we shoot her with super squirters.
Okay, no. I don't have to do jokes.
It's just fucking...
No jokes.
It's just us disrespecting you.
It's a humiliation fest.
We have a fucking baby pool with Jello. You got to roll around just telling your fucking jokes about growing up in Ireland.
Okay, no. This no.
I like this. I'm sick of not being
what
a sexist.
What if it's green Jello?
I'm sick.
For Ireland.
I do like that.
Well, then, okay.
We're still doing our plugs, guys. Oh, why do we get rid of the plug music? What are we doing? I mean, that's how I do my plugs. I sexually harass Katie. Katie, what are you plugging on?
I'll be, how do you say it, Batavia? This weekend, Illinois, near Chicago. So come out all weekend, Comedy Vault, and obviously go see the special. I'll do it myself. I'll be in Baltimore for the Port, June 6th for that weekend. I'll be in Ireland on the 31st, Mayo. So if anybody's randomly in the west of Ireland listening to this, I'll be in Ireland all of July.
They're listening.
Ireland all of July at Katie Boyle Comic, and go watch the special. I'll do it myself. It's nearly 500,000 views.
Ooh,
yeah, it's at 405. So just need 95 more.
See, I have 200,000 on YouTube, but I also have 635,000 on X. So I don't want. I mean, I don't know if you're allowed to add up the different views.
What is X?
If I add all of my, if I add all my clips into it too, I mean, we're well over 1,000,000 views, guys. You don't even know.
Oh, well, if we're doing clips, then
Shut the fuck up, Katie.
Yeah, and then if you had people DMing them to each other going, can you believe this horseshit? I mean, it's in the millions.
Bronson, go ahead.
I'm out of California. I'm back on the East Coast. I'm living outside of Philly right now. If anybody has a cheap room in New York, that's where I'm trying to get to.
Bronson, that's not part of your plugs.
It is. It's
dude,
a plug.
Ralph's poor loser brother is such a great character that you should play. You should follow him around and have him like annoyed with you. Don't even tell him. Don't even bring him in on this. Like, that'll be a web series. It's like you trying to borrow money from Ralph.
He's like, who is this fucking guy? Anyway, so, I am throwing a show in my hometown, Yardley, Pennsylvania. It's on a farm. It's outdoors in a tent. And it's called funnyfarmyardley.com. That's where you can go find it. And it's on June 7th. It's got a bunch of Philly great comics. And on July 7th, I'm actually opening for Tom Rhodes and New Hope. John and Peter's, if anybody's ever been there, the stage ceiling is 6'3", I'm 6'7". It's a fun show just to watch me feel uncomfortable.
Love it. Shannon, before we have Zach do his plugs, Seth Andrews in the Racist Live Chat says, Lewis is a podcaster, not comedian. Shannon, I need you to ban him for 10 full minutes right now. 10 full minutes he gets to fucking sit down and think about what the fuck he just said, cocksucker. Ask everyone in fucking Detroit and Grand Rapids how much of a fucking comedian I was this past weekend after I laid down the fucking hammer. 93 people.
What?
Total. Between the... No.
All weekend. It was great.
Alan Jazz Detroit, who's a fucking podcaster, is cocksucker. Now sit down and think about it, you fucking cocksucking piece of shit. Zach, what are you plugging on?
Hey, you cocksucking pieces of shit. Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach and Mika's Midnight Spook Show. This week, we're doing a bonus content where me and some pro wrestlers are going to do commentary over some of my favorite death matches. And I'll go behind the paywall this week. Check it out.
Very cool. Live stuff coming up this weekend. I will be in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday night. That is May 24th and 25th. Two shows each night. Come out. It's going to be a fucking blast. Wise Guys Town Square location. Then I'm going to be actually in... it's not up on the website yet, but I'm doing a Depraved in Austin on Sunday, June 2nd. It's going to be Sal Vacano, Kim Congdon, Red Band. It's going to be five or six comedians, a bunch of special surprise drop-ins that I can't announce. That's in Austin. I'm going to be there for a few days, so come the fuck out. Party with me in Austin if you guys are going to be in that area. Look out for me. I'm going to be doing different sets at the Mothership and the Sunset Strip and all the clubs down there, as well as the Creek and the Cave. And then, yeah, I'm going everywhere, guys. I'm going to be in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Ontario, California, Los Angeles, Oxnard, Fort Worth, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, New Orleans, Lafayette, everywhere, guys. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. The tour keeps on riding through the end of the year. I keep on adding new dates every single week. I think I'm adding another four or five links by the end of the day. So check me out on the Mediocre Tour. All brand new material. It's all stuff that was not released on my previous two specials. So come out and check it out.
And it's some of the funniest stuff you've ever done.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Zach. That's very sweet of you. I feel really great about it. I've been feeling fucking, this is going to be the special that's going to change my life. This next one. Next one will be the one that changes my life.
You're so sweet and sentimental right now. I like this. You're like, thanks.
I'm just sad. My life is fucking over. Yeah, it's okay.
You know how shitty Lewis' life is that I'm nice to him?
I was nice because you said it's the best you've ever done. I was like, bar's pretty low, but I kept it to myself.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Factor Meals for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. Factor Meals is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they really help you fuel up fast. This summer, if you want to get in shape, this is a great way to do it. Calorie-smart meals, low-carb meals, vegan if you're vegan like a weirdo. We got all the options for you. They have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Anything you need, it's delivered right to your door, and it's prepared in just 2 minutes.
That's right. It is always fresh, never frozen, designed by a chef. Treat yourself to 34-plus weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steak, has filet mignon already in just 2 minutes. Breakfast, lunch, snacks, and whatever dietary restrictions you have, they have got you covered.
Yeah, all you got to do right now to try out Factor Meals is go to factormeals.com/wrap50 and use code wrap50 to save 50% off your order today. Once again, that's factormeals.com/wrap50 and code wrap50 for 50% off. All right, where were we? No, I've been having a particularly rough few weeks, and you know, I'm a little fucking, a little tender. Mm. My heart in a blender.
Do you want a hug?
No. Don't touch me, Brunson.
From Sutton's brother.
Don't fucking touch me, Brunson. But here's the thing. I came onto the meeting yesterday. We had a meeting for the Real Ass Podcast, and everyone was fucking just making pouty faces. The whole team. Everybody was having, and then I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys right now? And everyone was like, we're all having the worst weekends of our lives. So let's play a game. Who had the shittiest weekend, folks? Zach, do you think it was you?
I don't think it was me, but mine sucked.
What was so bad about your weekend?
Giant protest for Palestine outside my building all day Saturday. Couldn't.
Well, it is your fault.
Yeah, I did it.
Your weekend must have sucked compared to the people in Gaza.
Hundreds and hundreds of people, my whole block filled, and then couldn't. Tried to order food. They couldn't make it. Barricaded me out.
So basically there's a blockade for food to get to you because
it
of
really
the
got me. So finally I got a Mexican on a bike to bring me tacos and it gave me food poisoning.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And then all day Sunday was the Norwegian Heritage Festival with a marching band directly outside my window. So I spent the all day Sunday burping farts, holding my belly, crying, listening to a marching band.
Playing Norwegian music.
Playing Norwegian music.
That's fun. That's fun. I think there's a lot of, what is that?
Cymbals?
Cymbals.
Are they called cymbals? Clanging. No. What are they called?
Are the big bass drum?
No. They are cymbals, the ones that the monkey, are they actually just called cymbals?
Sure.
No.
I think they are because in a marching band.
Oh, percussion. Percussion.
No. Katie, you're just saying words you've heard before having to do with music.
Because
in a marching band, they'll have
like notes.
They'll have someone like guy who has the snare drums, but the other guys, the big ones. Those are
the
cymbals.
Big ones that you hold.
Yeah, they're cymbals.
Crash cymbals?
No. A crash cymbal is like when you sit down on a fuck. They might just be called cymbals.
They're,
that's
they're
fine.
Cymbals.
Shut up, Shannon. It is kind of crazy when you
cymbal minded.
When you join the marching band, because I wasn't in a marching band, but I was in like it wasn't even jazz band. There was just band. There was different subcategories of band in middle school and high school, right? Yeah. So there was band, which would play like a winter concert.
Yeah, concert band.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then there was marching band who you'd fucking put on a silly outfit and you'd march around and do shit. And then there was the jazz band, which is like if you're particularly good, they ask you to be in the jazz band. And the jazz band performs separately than all of the other bands, right? I was not very good, but I was in the percussive section. But it's kind of crazy that they give the percussion section just different like pieces of the drum set.
Yeah, mm-hmm,
it's just
yeah.
four like, retards. It really is. Like you're just gonna hit the fucking bass drum over and over again. It's kind of crazy. Like we know that a drummer can fucking play like all of that by himself. We don't really need
not in the band. Those guys can only do their one instrument.
No, I know, but that's
one guy
crazy.
Does triangle. And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I know. There's a triangle guy. There's a guy that's on a xylophone. He's just ding 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 ding. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
So you're lucky. In fourth grade, I went to the band thing, and they were like, because they were like, everybody go to the band room, sign up. And I went there, and I was like, I want to play drums. And the guy goes, we already have too many drummers. We want you to do something else.
Everyone tries to play
that's
drums.
That's why I'm a comic, because this guy crushed my dreams early.
Really? So what did you play instead?
Nothing.
You just said no. You
I was just
out.
Like, no. I bang on shit or I don't do it.
You, wow. Yeah. Did you play in a band? Do they have like band in like, they only have like old timey like fucking Irish ancient instruments like fucking flutes and
yeah, I guess you could do that harps. In after school. Like what my sister plays a buskiel, which is like a music box.
To create Gaelic music, what are the instruments that are involved?
Wait, do you mean like a squeeze box?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like a small
it's
accordion?
A special one, like a cantatone. I don't know how to say the real word for it. But yeah.
Play some Gaelic music right now. It's not like real...
Fiddle. There's an Irish harp.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of fiddle. A lot of fiddle.
Fife and drum is that's what they call the...
Oh, we have a
Beuron. That's the marching band.
A Beuron. So it's a drum you hold up and it goes... It sounds like you're hungry. It's famine music. The call of our people.
I like it.
Everyone else just blows in fucking Jack Daniels bottles.
No, that's American. It's Jameson.
Jameson.
Yeah,
come
don't
on.
Miss.
Don't be an asshole.
They can't afford imports.
That's our. That no, we have that as well. Liquor at home. So, like, when you ask for like the cheapest liquor, they give you Jack Daniels.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play some Gaelic music.
You know the Passion Pit song, the sample that was Gaelic music. You know, it just sped up.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The internet.
Shannon, I need you to just...
I hit play 3 minutes ago.
It's oh, my God. You're spinning. You're fucking spinning right now. You're on thin ice, Shannon. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Shannon's on thin fucking ice. I got to stop being so nice to people here. I'm too nice.
I know it's my fault. I apologize for the internet.
Yeah, what is that? That's like a fucking box on its side that has...
That's slow, yeah. That's the harp, I imagine, right?
Oh, the harp. I love the harp.
Oh, and then this is like the war's coming. The Brits are coming.
And the drunk Irish guy's walking down the street.
Oh. Dad's about to come home.
It's kind of fun.
It is fun. It's very
Do you remember Michael Flatley when we were
there? Yeah, the dance.
He's still out there.
Is Michael Flatley still out there?
Yeah.
Does he have like a Vegas residency or something?
Yeah.
Imagine going to see Michael fucking Flatley. What type of fucking white jerk off?
The Riverdance stuff, some of it, if you see it now, I think it's quite sexy. Because it's like it's sexy. They're like looking at each other, but they're not touching.
No one thinks it's sexy. It's the least sexy dancing ever. Have you ever seen fucking Latin dancing?
That's
you
too
fucking
sexy.
Psycho.
That's too sexy.
Have you seen Irish people? That's as sexy as they're going to get.
Yeah.
Excuse you.
I saw your pictures. They're pretty good.
So obviously you're pulling up Riverdance as we're talking about.
I'm really trying. It's fighting me at everything I touch.
I'm going to fight you.
Okay. Oh, it's very Irish of you. The music worked.
It's fucking sickening.
We should go over Jorge and Shannon's bad weekends.
Yeah, we should, but I'm fucking...
It's about to get worse.
It's about to get worse.
You can share my screen as it goes through the process. I'm trying. It's
Michael Flatley Riverdance. Shannon, maybe use your fucking hotspot. I'm sick of this shit.
To run the whole thing. Still spinning.
That's the earth spinning, man.
It's Blue Man Group.
Oh, if she pulls up the wrong thing now, it's over.
It says Riverdance, the final performance.
Oh, passionate.
He kills himself at the end?
Oh.
He kicks himself in the head?
Yeah. I forget it, Shannon. We don't want to see it. It's just stuttering and sputtering and...
No, that was just it.
Oh, God fucking damn it. Does that suck? Shannon, why was your weekend so bad?
Mine's long. So first Friday... By the way, I just started playing in case you wanted to see it. Nope, it stopped. So on Friday, first I went to go and pick up little guy's ashes. So that was a bummer. And then I went to go and help my uncle clear out his house... when my grandmother passed away, he gets the house, and so he's like clearing it out, and he got.
So he's like, I'm in the money, I'm in. Cause I wish one of my fucking shitty relatives had anything to leave me.
He had a great weekend.
Nothing. Nothing. My dad died, got nothing. I think I could probably collect Social Security or something from like my dad's death at this point. There's something.
Maybe.
But I just disconnected from all that shit.
Did he have a pension? I think pension you can take.
I think he just, he has.
Social Security ends at 18, though. I think they're like, you're done.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
No, there's no pension. He was 27 when he died.
I think they take taxes out of crack deals.
So, hold on. Because I pay so much in fucking taxes, do I get Social Security from the government? Even though I don't have a job, just because I've been paying taxes and shit?
I get health care because of you.
Do I get money later in life if I spend everything now?
Sure.
I need to know that. That's important for my future.
Just jack up your credit cards, take them all to the max, declare bankruptcy. That was all free.
Yeah. Declare bankruptcy. That was free. It does seem like you're on year six after that plan.
You're almost in the clear. Don't take his advice. He's looking for cheap rooms.
My credit score actually goes up because now you have no debt.
He's looking for roommates. Don't be listening to him.
Oh, no. Do you think
Ralph will let me live with him?
Ralph's not going to let you live with him. I think this is a great web series. You trying to mooch off of your Ralph. You got to play Ralph's long lost brother. Mm-hmm. You got to play completely straight. And you like just show up in his life. You look so much like him. It's hilarious.
All right.
Why
was your weekend bad?
Well, Shannon just started
her weekend. What else? So your uncle.
Oh, it wasn't even. That's nothing bad there yet.
Yeah, nothing bad happened. Well, your grandma's dead.
But that was over a year ago.
Your cat's dead. Your grandma's dead.
Yeah. Grandma was over a year ago. So he finally got the closing date on the house, which is next week. But it's a whole thing with like payment, whatever. He doesn't have like his next step set yet. And I was like, so, but where are you going to stay when you have to be out of the house? He's like, I don't know. I figured I'd stay in a hotel for a little bit. And I'm like, that's crazy. You should come stay with me. I have a second.
Wait, hold on, Shannon. Put the sexy music on. Hold on. It's your uncle.
Yeah, my uncle.
Reunited. And it feels
how old's your uncle?
Late 60s, I guess.
Is he sexy, though, in his own way?
I can't. I have no answer for that.
It's not a no.
Yeah, no would have been the answer.
Yeah, no is the answer. If you don't find your uncle sexy, you just say no. I don't. It's my uncle.
He's single, so like if ladies out there are interested, like that's you know.
You think there's some old
and he'll need a place to stay soon.
Yes.
You think there's some old fucking Italian ladies that are listening to this podcast right now looking
maybe.
For
Zach's mom?
Mom's not Italian.
Oh. So I was like, you should come stay with me. I have a second bedroom, but I really just use it for storage. So I go home and I start to clear out the second bedroom, and I realize that there is actually like terrible water damage in that whole room, and it's like uninhabitable. My landlord is away though, so I can't do anything about that. But I was like, it's okay. Like I'll set up a spot in my living room. I have an air mattress, whatever. So then I ordered this like really cheap pull-out couch that I can like get after a little bit. But I have the air mattress. So then when I got home, though, I realized that I don't have an air mattress. I gave it away to somebody. So I had to overdraw.
Shannon, can you do me a favor? Can you tell this long-ass boring story while you just point the camera a little bit towards your titties?
Oh, I wasn't.
Just a little bit. Just show us.
They're not showing at all.
You could smash them together with your hands a little bit, and it would make it. It would make it a better story.
You're not going to see them no matter what I do.
No, just, pull the camera down a little bit and then smash. Shannon, please.
My neck is high.
Shannon, it's fine. Or just show your neck a little bit. Spit. Just spit on your chest. Shannon, spit in your hand for the camera.
No.
Please?
No. But you do it.
Shannon, it doesn't sound like your weekend's been that bad so far.
I mean, that's why I said it's long. You have to like get through the thing. So I bought the
couch. You're making my weekend worse with this story.
I bought the couch, and then I thought I had the air mattress. I didn't. So I had to overdraw my account to also get the air mattress.
Damn.
That's $35.
No, it was $75.
Again, you can't speak. You're looking for cheap roommates.
No, but that's why I have an air mattress.
Yeah, he knows exactly how much air mattresses cost.
I didn't want to get one that's also like 2 inches off the floor.
Also,
like,
an air mattress is so uncomfortable to sleep on. Even the most comfortable air mattress, you're like, dude, this is great. Look at this air mattress. It's wild. You wake up in the middle of the night. I'm also at an age now where my hips regularly hurt. That's something crazy. Right?
Or your knees when you lay them on top.
My knee. My knees hurt like hell. My hips hurt.
You're young.
Yeah. But... All right, anyway, go ahead, Shannon. Keep on telling this story.
So that whole thing, whatever. And then the next day, I ended up accidentally knocking my laptop off of my bed. I broke my laptop. I went to a concert that my friend bought me tickets for. Usually it's like very nice and quiet, peaceful. It's what I look forward to every year. And there were people talking behind me.
Usually you go to a peaceful, quiet concert?
Yes, that's my favorite thing. What? It's just a singer with a guitar on the stage, and it's lovely. It's Amos Lee, my favorite.
Oh, and then they were talking behind you?
Yep.
Did you say anything to them?
So I did. I turned around twice because it made me so... I have too much going on to like have my one thing that I'm looking forward to ruined. And then as they're responding to me, I knew that if I kept going, I was going to end up being thrown out. And then it would really... I'm just spiting myself.
What? Hold on. Slow down. Tell me the story. What happened? Because I've never seen Shannon give an attitude to people like that. These people are behind you. You and your friend are watching Amos Lee.
Yeah. And he's like, it's quiet. It's like, you know...
You're dripping. Your nipples are hard. You're fucking wet.
I do. I love him.
You love him.
And so, you know, as I guess it's not their favorite song or whatever, and I can hear their conversation. And these are really good seats. So, like, the people paid money, good money, to be there. And
I mean, good money to you is different than most people.
Yeah, I have no money. I'm overdrawn by $100.
$40.
I have negative $100 in my account.
Wait, but you were in front of them, and your tickets were free. Maybe they got in for
my
free
tickets
too.
Weren't free. Who said my tickets?
I
were
thought
free?
You said your friend gave
my,
you tickets.
My friend, well, she bought them. She paid for them.
So yours was free.
She paid for them. They weren't free from the government.
She had to hang out with her friend. So what was the conversation about?
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't listening because I was just picturing the next few minutes of what was going to happen. And I was trying to not do anything because I feel like sometimes if you give people attention in those situations, then they just do it more to be obnoxious. So
not me. if I ever tell somebody to shut the fuck up, they know if they make it, like the next thing that they do, the move's on them. It's a fight now. It's going to be an actual fucking confrontation. Like I was in the movies last night. We went to go see the new Planet of the Apes. And there was people in the back fucking talking. And I was very close. And they were talking just during the previews. And I was like, I can't be that much of a fucking movie Nazi where I'm telling people they can't talk during the previews. But yeah. You kind of can.
Yeah, I like the previews.
I love the previews.
Yeah. I want to know what
we're from a different generation. You're a little younger than me, but the previews when I was a kid.
That was the best part.
Literally the best part. Where there was no internet. You would be watching. You'd go to the movies, right? And you're poor. So you go to the movies once every couple months, right? You want to see this big movie. And then you find out for the first time ever that there's going to be a Batman sequel coming out this summer. There was no... People take that for granted. We have the internet. We know every movie that's coming out. We know what's coming out in 2027, 2028, what's in development. As soon as somebody fucking gets a deal, which, by the way, that's a fun, like, just in the bathroom read. You go to those sites that, like, will tell you all the shit that's being made and coming out soon. But back in the fucking day, you'd have to get there a half an hour early. Mm-hmm. You'd sit there and you just... I used to love the previews. So as a 42-year-old man, when I go to the movies, I still kind of watch the previews like, oh, shit, this is fucking great, right?
They used to have the short film, too, before.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
They'd have a short film before film? The movie.
Hold film.
Did you just add a syllable to film?
This is how we talk.
No, that's not how we talk. No, nobody in the world talks that way.
Irish people say
I've never heard anyone say film. Did you ever hear anyone say film?
I'm a believer.
we pronounce things the way you would in Irish, so that's why it's not a proper English. It's a Hiberno English. So okay. Anyway, there's films.
Dumbo.
Yeah. and then there was intermissions, remember? You can go ahead and get more popcorn.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't have any of this weird shit. Oh. Like, that's like old-timey movie
shit.
Well,
we were in the past when
you guys, you guys live in a different time. So, you're talking about in the 30s, you would come and there would be...
Yeah, Katie saw a movie that was just a train coming towards the screen.
There's no sound.
There was a live piano player in the theater. Yeah, Katie, that's not how movies work. There's no intermission in any movie, ever. And there's not a short film before.
He saw it.
He's old as fuck.
Like, The Godfather had it. I think that was the last
Pixar movies have that.
Yes. There's certain cartoons that have...
A short before.
There was a short. Yeah, yeah. There was the short where, and I saw this when I was younger, and it was the guy kills himself, but then he goes into another thing, and the room gets smaller, and he kills himself, and the room keeps getting smaller. And the whole thing is that when you kill yourself, shit keeps getting worse. It was scared the shit out of me. Anyway. That was my sad story. Okay, that back to Sharon. Story.
Back to the films.
Did you fight the ladies?
So yeah, Shannon, what happened here?
No, so I turned
you
around.
Turned around, right?
Yeah. First,
and it's women.
No, it's a guy and a girl.
A guy and a girl.
Well,
see, that's
a woman
bit...
and a man. They're older. Everyone's
but
old
should,
there.
We should know whites.
Yes, everyone's white in the whole crowd. The whitest crowd in the whole wide world. And so first I turned around, give a dirty look. I turned back around, and it's not acknowledged at all. And then in like two more minutes, it's continuing, and I turn around. I'm like, I could literally hear your whole conversation. And
you
then,
said that.
Yes.
So back up, Shannon. Show us your dirty look. Because I want to see what a dirty look is.
Yeah.
And put the sexy music on before she does it. Before she hits that dirty look. Because, by the way, dirty look with sexy music is just an intense I want to fuck you look. Yeah. That's my theory.
Let's see.
Whether you like it or not.
Right into the camera.
Wait, I'm going
to
turn around.
Right into the camera with sexy music.
So I rolled my eyes.
Okay, that wasn't I want to fuck you at all.
No, I hated them.
Can you, instead of rolling your eyes, can you just give me a look like you want to kill me? With sexy music.
No, I can't. You have to like make.
Come on, give me like a fucking I hate you look. Like a serious guy, I fucking want to kill you.
Can you say something that would make me want to do.
Shannon, I'm glad your cat is dead.
You got to like catch me during the show. When I'm doing it, we'll
when
catch
you're
it again.
When you're really doing it, yes. That's going to catch you.
It was happening during the internet thing.
Shannon, I killed your cat.
No, it's not. Later. Anyway, so then I would just. I like I said, after that, I felt like if it had to escalate further than that, that it was going to get into a thing and I was going to end up being thrown out. So I left it alone and I sat in rage.
Wow.
Until the music got louder.
Yeah. How, when you say they were old, how old?
I mean, I was one of the younger people there.
So they are old.
Yeah, but this couple was around my age, maybe. They're like older, like adults. So you should know how to like act gross. In this situation. So then also I broke my laptop. I knocked it off my bed. So my laptop doesn't work anymore. And then today we're supposed to record a power hour. Yeah. Which is one thing I was actually looking forward to. And the guest was super hot drummer from Generation Kill, who he's like so hot and I enjoy him a lot. And then Figs just texted and canceled for today.
Figs can't. Well, just get a fill-in to do it.
But we only do it once a month. So I feel like it's weird to like not have us together for it. So the one thing I was looking forward to was taken away. The end.
Wow. Wow, Shannon. Yeah, my life
is... that a fake new to Shannon in the chat?
Yeah, it's a fake new to Shannon.
Shannon, bring that up.
It's pretty solid.
Okay.
And I think it's AI generated because it has Legion of Skanks
nipples.
Which is
Shannon, how close is that to your tits?
Shannon, if your tits look like that, we'll go to Jamaica tomorrow.
Those are a little fuller, yeah, maybe than mine.
Shannon's are a little more rounded,
and her roots are way better.
Yeah, I feel like Shannon's one of them is up.
I noticed she had a head.
One of her tits are up by her clavicle. The other one's like on the side over here.
And I will say they are completely even, but these are more full.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, fake tits are, they're almost never a good idea. Almost never.
That depends. Well, I think it depends on the girl's shoulders. Like if a girl's got little titties and big shoulders, big tits help.
They're really fun in real life when you play with them and have them. Like when you get to touch them and you're like this is silly. Like, they feel foreign. You're like, you're a fucking weird, crazy bitch. What is wrong with you? You did this for me? She's like, no, I did it for myself. Sure, dummy.
Yeah.
Right? But it's to look at them and to see them.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare that I see fake tits and I'm like, oh, that's fucking.
They're not fake if I can touch them.
Yeah. They're very real if you put your fingers on them. Would you ever get fake tits?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I like my boobs.
You like? Let me see. Hold on.
Wait. We like, I'm not just taking my shirt off.
Just flash the camera for a second. Katie's so cool. There's gonna be a gif of that now by you. You know that, right?
Damn it, I should have made a better face.
Well, you squeeze the nipples while you do it and then make a hot face.
No, I like my boobs. I think people just, you just have to live.
Natalie, how do you feel about fake boobs? Because you're a lesbian, right? Would you want, if a girl walked in with a big old fucking pair of fake titties, would you be into it?
It's not my preferred thing, but I've also never gotten to touch a pair, so.
Shannon,
given the opportunity,
Shannon, give her the opportunity right now. Shannon,
I don't want to ruin Shannon's week more.
You're not ruining Shannon's week. You're gonna make her feel good because you're gonna feel fake titties. I've never felt Shannon's tits. Let me point this out: that I've never felt Shannon's tits. She's never been cool enough to let me put my hands on her tits.
Are yours fake, Shannon?
Yes, they are. They're like over 20 years old.
How much do they cost?
It was
five
like,
shillings.
It's so long ago. It was like 8,500, I think.
See, that's it. I couldn't justify it.
Yeah.
So much money.
I think they're cheaper now.
I think so too.
I just don't even Shannon. I don't like surgery either. This is a lot.
Shannon, let Natalie play with your tits on the show. Can we just fucking give the boys something for once ever?
Sorry.
Shannon doesn't care. By the way, Natalie, if you just grab them, she's acting like she's saying no. Shannon likes that. That's the way that she wants a little bit of aggression.
Don't. This is how people get in trouble.
No, this is fine. I can cheerlead her into raping her. Don't worry.
You're like, women can get in trouble too.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. Yo Kratom is the best sponsor in the world. They're the best, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 years old and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from the number one Kratom company on the planet, YoKratom.com. And you guys should know there are still single day passes available for Skankfest presented by Yo Kratom. So make sure if you guys want to come to Skankfest, thank Yo Kratom because they make it all possible.
Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you go to YoKratom.com, home of the best deal in the world of Kratom, $60 for an entire kilo delivered right to your door. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
All right, let's see. Who had the shittiest weekend? I had the shittiest weekend, guys. I did. And I won't even get into it.
His pool filter was fucked up. My pool robot stopped working.
My pool filter was fucked up. But the robot didn't stop working. My fucking stupid asshole sister didn't plug it back in, so the battery was fucking dead on it. Oh. What are you going
to
do?
Forgot to plug in his robot.
Forgot to plug in my goddamn robot.
What is it, like a Roomba, or is this a real robot?
No, it's a robot. It's like a cyborg that I have. It commits like fucking
hate crimes.
Yeah, dude. I have to go. It shows up. It drives
real
cars
life
through.
RoboCop.
Yeah, it drives the cars through protests. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's fucking wild.
You
dude.
Should have used him to deliver your food.
Yeah. I would have helped. We're talking about the wall of Palestinian people screaming outside my apartment all night.
I love how he didn't pay any attention.
No,
problems.
I did pay attention. I thought you were making fun of the delivery of my joke.
No, his food.
And I was like, oh, that's a solid fucking burn, Bronson. But then I was like, that's what it wasn't. I thought you were trashing my joke.
No.
Yeah, I thought you said you should have used him to deliver your food. And I didn't get it.
Okay.
This is why Ralph doesn't accept you into his life.
Yeah. Listen,
the reason.
He's first born. He's oldest. It's just there's a lot of history.
There is. Shannon, I found out this past weekend as well, and this is horrible, that there is a Wiki Feet page for me.
Feet?
Wiki Feet page for me.
Your foot?
My foot.
That's madness.
Oh, yeah, my foot.
Who's looking at that?
I don't know, dude, but apparently I didn't know guys had Wiki Feet pages.
I don't know.
No, that's why I'm shocked. I can't imagine any woman would be into feet.
Look this up.
I think men are into other men's feet.
I think gay men are into my feet, maybe.
That's amazing.
It's the reason I'm having a bad day is because my score is not great.
Oh.
I'm a little bummed that I thought I had fucking decent tootsies.
Let's see,
what is my score?
3.76 of 5.
I mean, that's 3.75. Fine. That's great.
Out of
wait, are you wearing five. Are you wearing socks with flip flops?
Sometimes. Look at that.
Right, these people really go on deep dives.
Those are nice feet, right there. Are they not?
Yeah, they're grand.
That's terrible. Oh, look at the pup.
That's a cute dog.
I mean, you really are putting them out there, buddy.
I am, dude. I didn't realize that they would have value.
Did they block out someone else's feet?
Oh, my God, they blocked out the ladies.
They did block out the ladies.
They're like, ugh, women. Gross.
Get this on men's page.
Where was I there? I was probably in Jamaica.
Oh, my God, the face is blocked out.
Who is that?
They made your ex have blackface.
Who is that? Is that Kim?
I think it's Kim in blackface.
Is that Kim in blackface rubbing my feet? Yeah, dude. Yeah, so what do you think of my feet, Shannon?
In these pictures, not bad.
You don't mind them, right?
No, I just know like that one. Your one terrible toe left
no.
in Jamaica.
No. Can I show you my terrible toe now? It's better.
It's an okay toe.
It's better. It's complete. It's gone. I had a fungus on my big toenail.
How'd you get rid of it?
I took pills for like a year.
They're apparently really hard. My friend was telling me that.
It's really, really hard to get rid of.
They wouldn't let her take the pills because it could make you really sick.
Oh, well, the pills, they would, I would be on like 15 days on, then like 15, 30 days off, 15 days on.
It could be bad for
on.
Your liver, she was
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, it's bad for your liver, yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
That's something that should be easy. It's not
No, dude, the topical shit wasn't working, dude. I had a fucking yellow-ass toenail. And then I was doing
Lowe's is terrible at topical stuff.
Dude, I was doing all like the fucking topical shits and fucking putting the creams on. And then the toenail got like soft and started disappearing. So when Shannon saw it in Jamaica, it looked like a zombie toe. Shannon, what did it look like?
I had breakfast.
It was really gross. And you kept trying to put it near my face.
She liked it.
I want to know what a slut Lewis is that he was like, I have a Wiki feet. I don't know why people. And then immediately takes his shoe and sock off and puts it on camera.
Mm-hmm.
This is something for the boys.
He has no calluses on the bottom of your foot. Do you not like walk and stuff?
Do I not walk? Do I not walk? barefoot through parking lots? What are you talking about? Who has calluses on their feet?
I feel like older men should.
You hard-footed fucking Irish bitch. Yeah. We did that dog jog prank to you?
Yeah, that was really funny.
So funny. Really made me laugh.
Yeah.
And
I've been very gullible.
But it was so funny because you did it and I called you a stupid Irish bitch afterwards. Yeah. And there was all these fans of yours that were not feeling that.
They were like,
what's the point of it? Why? I was like, you don't get my dynamic. I feel bad. Because I guess it is pretty harsh if you don't know me.
I guess so.
It does come off as like aggressive as fuck.
And you're mean, man.
I guess they're Irish as well. So they're probably like, what the fuck is happening? But yeah, no, it's fine.
It's all right.
That was funny.
I love that your foot is still up there.
What? Oh, is it? I didn't notice. Oh, hey.
He's showing off his smooth, rubbable feet.
Oh, hey, ladies. Or boys.
Is this going to get screen grabbed to put up on your
Wikifeet
page?
Probably. It's going to be on Wikifeet.
You should really get it in the camera. Get it
Can you guys
there.
Go vote me higher so I have...
How is it not called Wikifeetia?
Oh. I did not know there was a Wikifeet page. I learned
so much.
Does Katie
have a Wikifeet?
No, I never have my feet on any pictures. I'd be...
I do believe so because you were standing by a pool that had a 10-foot sign, so I saw your feet.
But yeah. It's a very new thing. We were talking about this on the show last week because the whole, you know, Dan Schneider, Nickelodeon thing, showing the kids' feet, that was a thing that I think, in my opinion, I feel like feet became a thing now, more recently. In the 90s when those shows weren't on, people weren't into feet like that. It wasn't a big deal.
It was more hush-hush.
Yeah, yeah, because like Tarantino has a huge foot fetish.
Does he?
Has feet in all, like every movie virtually has women's feet in it, and there's one movie where he actually sucks.
Yeah, we watched
that just recently. It's such a hot scene that I almost pulled my dick out and jerked off on camera while we were doing the show.
I would be so awkward if some lad started sucking my toes. I'd just be like...
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's my move.
Really?
First date, I'll pop her toe right in my fucking mouth. Are you out of your mind?
Like, that's been in my sock.
Yeah.
No.
No. All right. Don't threaten me with a good time. That's why we like it. It's gonna smell a little musty, a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also like what came first. Like, I didn't find feet hot until people started being like, feet are hot. Mm-hmm. And then I popped a dirty toe in my mouth, and I was like, okay, that's kind of a strange flavor.
I have to eat breakfast before I come on the
show. I wonder if when you had that toe fungus, if somebody sucked on your toe, if they would get high like mushrooms.
Maybe.
And do you know, I've been waiting to say that since you first talked about it. I'm like, dude, mushrooms.
Yeah, they
tripping
all have
balls on toe right now.
They all have bad gut health now after you.
I thought they put in the racist live chat, they put the Wikifeet page for Katie Boyle, but it doesn't exist. Sky, boys, you know what to do. Go make it.
You won't find a foot.
A lot of girl comics like censor their feet or won't put them on because they're afraid of it going on.
I think those girls are assholes. I think that, no offense to Annie Letterman, I think those girls are jerk-offs.
I'll show my feet.
Nobody fucking really cares about your feet that much. No guy's actually seeing your... By the way, if your thing is, right, like, oh, I don't want to just show my feet because guys are going to be creeps. Let me just say this. Okay. This is important. This is very important. This is a great point.
It's like a PSA you're about
to... This is a fucking PSA, okay? If you're like, oh, I'm afraid guys are going to jerk off to my feet so I don't show my feet. But then you'll show a bikini photo. There's a much smaller percentage of men that will jerk off to your feet than that will jerk off to your bikini photos. Everyone's jerking off to those bikini photos. There's like three dudes out there that would be jerking off to your feet.
Mine's not because of that, though.
What is it?
I think my feet are the less
ugly,
less attractive part of
my
body.
Don't show them on camera. Can we see them here in studio?
No, but I
have, wow,
but
they're that bad.
No. But like Tori did post a video because she made me get sandals, which I never use. I always wear sneakers. So I'm going to a wedding and I'll have high heel sandals. So June 1st, I'll have a picture of my
Tori
foot
Piskin's
on my
biggest,
Instagram.
By the way, you should be her manager. She's mentioned Tori Piskin three times on today's show.
There is one. There's only
Tori
one.
Tori was on the show. Tori was great on the show. We liked Tori. And I recommended.
She's my girlfriend.
I recommended Tori for Skankfest. And I think that.
I hope so.
I think the gals like
she
her.
Can stay in my room.
Okay, well, you didn't have to say that. She could have probably... Oh. You probably just got her to lose her room just now. I just want you to know that.
Never mind, Tori.
No. I just want to point it out.
I only brought up because she posted a picture of my foot, and that's on her Instagram story. It's gone. Yeah. That's the only time. But now,
I'll
have heels on. I'll have heels with toes.
Mm. Okay.
So June 1st, you'll see on my Instagram story a foot.
I like it.
I'll make them pretty. I'll put a ring on.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. I love Small Batch Cigar. They just sent me a care package, which was absolutely incredible. They sent me a bunch of amazing, high-quality cigars, bunch of different flavors, a bunch of different strengths. I'm not like a connoisseur of cigars, but I consider myself somewhat of a cigar enthusiast. And I'll tell you right now, they have you covered. They have free shipping on every order, and it arrives in 2 to 3 days if you order in the continental United States. And this is another big part of it. They ship them with Bovita packs, which is important because they keep all of your cigars humid. When you get cigars shipped to you, very often they just come, and who knows how long between when they ship them to you and until you actually open them. The Bovita packs are absolutely key, and it's truly the most thorough packaging in the industry, and they have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars.
Not only that, you earn 5% rewards points instantly. All you got to do today is go to smallbatchcigar.com. Most people click the new link to shop around and see what's available for the first time, and you're just going to use our discount GAS10 and get 10% off plus 5% rewards points. One more time, guys, that's smallbatchcigar.com, promo code GAS10 for 10% off plus 5% rewards points.
All right, where were we? Now that I'm single, I'm officially going to get a cat.
Yeah, you have to get... get a cat. This makes me so happy. I'm
going to get a cat. So I posted I'm going to get a cat, and there's a lot of people that have opinions on this.
No, get a cat.
Karen Feehan texted me. She's like, don't get a cat. You're going to get a disease. They carry diseases.
No, they're kind of gross.
This is what she said. I never heard this. Do cat?
You all said the same thing when you got a Karen. You don't know where it's been. It's probably been abused.
It's pissing and shitting all over the place.
Yeah.
No, she said she was like, yeah, get a dog. She's like, cats are gross. Are cats considered, Shannon, because you lost
so
your
cat. Yeah, like when you're pregnant, you're supposed to get rid of your cats.
No, it's because they have a parasite that makes you love them, but that's okay because I love them.
So, what is going on with it? What is this thing? I've never heard the
theory. Hold on, I got
it's
this
because
one.
They shit in a box and piss in the box, and then they walk all over it. So that cat
they clean
shit
their little paws.
What do? They lick it and then they lick your face?
They don't lick your face. Cats aren't dogs. They're
my cat
is,
used to lick my face.
It's hygienic.
Little sandpaper tongue. I'm like, cat kisses are adorable.
All right, so
cat kisses are adorable.
Cat shit does have a parasite in it that goes into your brain. And Shannon, you heard me talk about this? There's something that there's a percentage of people that die in car and motorcycle accidents, and they all have this brain parasite because it affects your ability to make decisions.
We were talking about it on Spook Show.
Thank you.
I think it's because if you have a cat, you're too much of a pussy to ride a motorcycle.
No. It's a lot of motorcycle guys have it that die in accidents because it affects your ability. It makes you do reckless things.
Split-second decisions? Or what do you mean?
It makes you're more likely to do reckless things.
They have it, so...
Maybe I have this parasite.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yes, he was licking your face. If you can, but wait, they have
it. Yeah, I used to have cats all the time. Maybe that's why I'm so reckless.
Yeah, you have it. Dude. Yeah, that's right. They do it because the mice will get it, and then the mice will just walk out and be like, oh, I'll kill me. And so it's like easy prey.
Right.
So it's really for mice. It's not actually... But then we get it, and we spend so much money
on it. I do... Literally, when I travel, I run along walls. This is my whole thing. I eat cheese. So a lot of people have said that I think like a mouse and act like a mouse.
You have that.
I'm getting trapped by dumb women.
And probably ADHD.
Women are terrified of you.
Oh, shit. Is that the concern? Is that the only concern about having a cat, or do cats make you sick in other ways?
No, so it's what it's called is toxoplasmosis.
Mm. Toxoplasmosis.
Indoor cats are a lot less likely to have it than outdoor cats. Oh. And you only get it if you're in contact directly with their poop. So if you're clean, if the cat is clean, you're good.
But the cat does walk through its own shit.
No, they're so clean.
They
shit and then they just throw the litter on it and it's all covered up and then you can come with the scooper and get it out.
Hold on, Katie, sorry. You don't have to explain.
I just love my cats. I have the disease. I have the parasite.
No, it's fine. Yeah. She's eating
shit. I go home, I bow to them.
She's like, wait, no, I love it.
They also have a tail that they piss and then get their tail through the pee and then they sit on your head.
No, what? Their tail is pointed up, they pee out, and then they immediately clean themselves.
You've never had the cat sit on you and be like, why are you wet?
No, yeah, so they don't really sit on me.
Why is your tail wet?
Why do you keep showing me your asshole, cat?
So, here's the thing. I want to get a Maine Coon. I want to get a male
Maine
Coon. A big beastly, they're fucking huge.
They're huge,
yeah.
They're huge, just fucking. Show an all-gray male Maine Coon.
They're friendly, too.
Dude, they look so cool. They have long fucking eyebrows. They look like old, wise fucking men.
Like they're just a giant. Oh.
I might name them Caesar.
I want to make Maine whatever.
Maine Coon. You can say it. It's not a bad word if you, Katie, if you say it in the proper context. You're not saying black people are coons. That's what she's afraid of.
You can
look at that.
Top right,
that guy.
Yeah, but put it.
Look at that guy, dude.
Oh, that's scary. Robert.
He's got like a lion's mane.
Caesar is home. Yeah. Oh, he's badass, dude. Look at him.
Cat from Gotham. That's a Batman cat.
Dude, look at his hands, dude. He's got a big cock, I bet, dude.
Oh god.
Got a big old fucking spiky, spiny cock.
That one on the upper right looks like a bobcat.
Benny and the Jet says Lewis is turning into a depressed, lovely cat lady. Not a bad joke.
That's okay though.
It's all right.
People say that to me. They're like, "Oh, she's just gonna die alone with her cats," and I'm like, "That sounds great. What are you talking?" Plus, even if I end up with a person long term, you guys die early anyway, so that's I'll have some cats.
How many cats do you have?
Two.
You have two cats, Katie. You're getting a starter kit.
I know.
Starter kitten.
It didn't even go off. It just cocked.
It wasn't a full joke. Keep going, Bron. But then I posted that I need a reputable Maine Coon breeder in the New York, New Jersey area. And I have all these fucking, every one of them. No offense, ladies. Every one of them are dusty white bitches coming out of the woodworks. Being like, you can't fucking go to a breeder. You have to adopt. There's so many. There's thousands of cats that are killed here. Literally all of these dusty white bitches. No offense. You're all fucking hot. What's up, ladies? You're all fucking gorgeous. But you're dusty as fuck and you're lonely.
Those people definitely do not subscribe to this network.
No, they do. Dude. They do. They follow me on social media.
Well, I'll tell you, two of my cats. One is from they bred, which I didn't realize. It was just my ex really wanted this specific type of cat, so we got that. But the other one was from the streets, and I'm telling you, the one from the streets is fucking mental.
Yeah,
saw shit.
Yeah, they're not good. Like, you want to? If a cat, and this is the same thing with a dog, it's garbage.
I love him.
It was thrown out
mental
because it wasn't. It didn't fit the role that we all wanted it to fit. Everyone wants the same thing: a lovely pet that is friendly and sweet and caresses you. Something was defective and it didn't do that. So it's behind bars. What don't you see here?
It's true because the one from the breeder is like, gets up on me. He's cuddly, sweet. And then the other one is sitting up.
Because he was like, he was raised right.
The other one is sitting up on the top of my cupboards. Don't even know he gets up there just looking down at you, like plotting to kill me.
I'm telling you right now, fuck that, dude. So, and then the other side of it is now I have to go find a rescue Maine Coon.
They might love you more, though, if it's a rescue.
It's not going to be a cute little kitten that's a tiny. It's going to be tiny and then massive. That's part of the experience, right?
Yes. By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but if you go to a rescue, though, chances are you're not going to find a 100% Maine Coon.
No. It's going to be some mixed breed mudblood horse shit.
Because I looked them up last time we talked about it, and they're usually Maine Coon mixes.
Yeah, I don't want a Maine Coon mix. I want a big beast of a fucking cat. I want to put a fucking spiked collar on him. I want to knock his teeth out and blind him.
He's going to be a fucking monster.
You're going to treat him like a girlfriend.
Yeah, dude.
Just do the loophole, because I think ours was a loophole, because it was just they had a cat that gave birth to kittens. It just happened that it was a Blue Russian. So just
Russian.
Get someone who's like, oh, fuck, my Maine Coon got pregnant.
You have a Blue Russian?
Yeah, and then a Streaker.
I didn't even know there was breeds of cats. Yeah. I thought there was Siamese cats, hairless cats, and cat cats. That's all I thought it was.
There's a whole bunch of stories that I'm fucking
whacking you in the face.
I can't wait for you to get a cat. This is a fun era.
I grew up having cats, doggy.
How long are you gonna stay single now? How long are you gonna stay single?
Forever if he gets a cat.
I'm staying single forever.
Because you're very relationshipy.
No, I'm not. It's over. No more. I figure I've done every type of relationship, every type of girl. I figure, I've explored every angle, and I've realized that relationships aren't for me.
That's okay.
That's that. That's okay.
Maybe with the cat, you'll find yourself a nice man.
You're over there going,
the only cat I want is a Maine Coon. Can it just be a man?
But a Maine Coon, I feel like In the other side of it with going to a rescue is you have to like be approved. They have to like come to your house.
No, I have a Latin lady who gets them from the street. She's a bit mental and the cat speaks Spanish. So I had to teach him English.
You have to learn Spanish to communicate with your cat.
Yeah, my cat was originally Papi and it took a while for him to change his name. But anyway.
He also he used to be on the streets and now he's trapped in this house. So he's like stalking, waiting to get out.
I know.
And he's carrying that plasma toxicity.
I take him on a little leash around the apartment block though to give him a little bit of freedom.
I want to go into a place. I want to give them my credit card. I want to say, give me that cat, and then I want to walk out.
That's a breeder.
Then you got to go to a breeder.
Yeah, I go to a breeder, and that's that. And then I have it. They don't ask any questions.
No, they just want money.
Are you gonna knock this cat's teeth up? No way.
Put on your Instagram.
None of your business.
Put on your Instagram. Does anybody have a pregnant Maine Coon?
Nobody's gonna just have a pregnant Maine Coon. I put it. By the way, I dog whistle. That's dog whistling. I said, hey, does anybody know a reputable Maine Coon breeder in New York, New Jersey? If there was a person that was a fan of mine that said, oh, shit, I have a pregnant Maine Coon right now, they would be like, dude, for sure. I got you. I do that all the time where anytime, let me make this very clear. Anytime I post, hey, does anybody know of a really good weed dispensary in whatever town? Mm-hmm. I know I can Google it, you fucking retards. I'm trying to get my fans to bring me free drugs.
Free stuff.
Do you not understand what's happening there? I'm just dog whistling for free drugs. And shout out to fucking Detroit. Because Detroit showed the fuck up with free drugs. Detroit was no joke.
Anybody know a good slut store?
I'm just trying to get free drugs. I mean, they showed up with 2 ounces of weed, 13 grams of dabs. All the people that gave me coke that I had to just turn down, Molly just turned down. I didn't do any real drugs.
Yeah, I wouldn't do those.
Mushrooms. Yeah, dude, Detroit was crazy. Detroit. Yeah. I've never been given more free drugs in a city before. And I literally like flew home with all of the weed. I mean, I have a fucking huge bag of weed. I just put it all in one fucking baggie. All the dabs. I'm set for like 2 months.
Remember my show in Venice? We did. It was a free show, but we had a tip jug. And we'd always ask for tips. There were so many drugs in that tip jug. Every time, whether it was weed, coke, pills.
Love it. Yeah. Love it, dude. Somebody gave me at the Legion of Skank show this past week, they gave me Molly. Put it in my pocket. Didn't even think about it. And I was pulling up to the airport and I just happened to put my hand in my pocket of my hoodie that I was wearing the same hoodie. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, I could have just walked through. If I just took my jacket off, put it through, and they saw, I mean, I think you can get away with it because it's in a capsule. I think you could be like, oh, those are just vitamins.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be like, no, they're drugs. We're testing them. More than likely, they go, well, you can't take them through. We don't know what they are.
Here's the thing. TSA actually doesn't care about drugs.
No, I know TSA doesn't care about drugs at all.
It's the dogs they have to worry about. I don't think they can smell Molly. I
don't think they're going to smell that little trace amount of Molly. Mm-hmm.
Did you eat it?
No, I just threw it on the ground. I chucked it.
That would have been fun.
Just fucking.
if you want a free dog, do you know that all the drug dogs that you smell from marijuana, they've all been retired? In any state where it's legal, because marijuana is there. And so when the dog
sits, I use it like a fucking what do they call it? A metal detector. Just fucking.
You're like, hey, I need some drugs.
Find the drugs, boy.
There was that video of the dogs. The police were trying to stop one of the protests, and the dogs turned on the police.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. There was. I was like, that's fun.
Yeah, Detroit had also the best prices for weed that I've seen. Really high quality eighths of like just banging shit, $20, $10 grams of dabs.
Is it legal there, Michigan?
Legal there, Michigan. And it's the best prices I've seen.
Bring me tea to my show. I don't do drugs.
Tea? Just tea?
Or just money. I'll take cash.
I am transitioning.
Does anybody know a good tea shop?
I'm Kenneth. No, I'd hate to be a man. Fuck that.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a great time. Always a good time. Yeah, I remember one other time. Shannon, do you remember this? You gave out Molly at your birthday 1 year.
Yes, I do remember. We gave you, because you weren't there for it, and so we gave you a little bit of it to take with you.
Yeah, and they just gave me a little baggie worth of Molly, and I just took it, I put it in my computer bag, and I didn't think about it. And like a month passed. Like I just was sitting in my computer bag, and then I was living in Harlem. I remember this when I was with Beatrice, and we were living in Harlem. James is a baby, and I walked out of my apartment, and I sat down on my stoop, and I just rolled a blunt, you know, like normal. This is like 8-9 years ago, so this is like weed's illegal, like straight up illegal. Mm-hmm. Roll a blunt, spark it, light it, start smoking it, start walking down the street, 2 seconds later, cops roll up on me. They're like, yeah, we watched you roll the whole blunt. They're like, it's fine. Like, what's going to give you a ticket is what it is. They start going through my bag. They go into the computer bag and they find the Molly. And I was like, fuck. I was like, dude, I was like, honestly, I was like, I was at a party. I was like, I didn't do it. I was like, they just gave it to me and I forgot about it. And I mean, to this day, it was the only time that a cop has ever been cool to me in my life. Mm-hmm. He was like, look, he's like, I'm going to throw this in the sewer and act like I didn't see it. He was like, because that'll, he was like, that'll fuck up your like shit. He was like, that's a real drug. He was like, I'm going to see if you got a warrant. He's like, I'm going to still bring you to the precinct for the weed. Mm-hmm. He didn't charge me for the.
Wait, Molly. You actually have to go to the cop shop with weed? It's not just a ticket?
So at the time, the way it would work is they would bring you to the precinct, mm-hmm. and they would check to see if you have any warrants out.
Oh, okay.
And then if you don't have any warrants, they let you go with a desk appearance ticket. Sometimes they would just give you a ticket. Sometimes, but you still have to get a super fucking cool cop. I think if the cop thought you could be somebody that has a warrant, like a fucking big Puerto Rican smoking a blunt in Harlem, they were like, let's make sure you don't have any warrants.
Yeah.
But I've had times where they just gave me a ticket to appear in court.
So I would have just walked away.
You would have just walked away. Yeah. If you're white, you're just walking. You're not being fucking taken away. So, but then I remember it was the middle of the summer too. And I remember I was in shape at the time, and I was sitting, and I was like, I know I don't have any warrants. I was like, I'm probably not going to central bookings, but I knew I had a good 3 or 4 hours in this cell to kill time. Mm-hmm. So I started working out in the cell, and I'm by myself, and I'm just working out like crazy. And I remember I didn't see the cop for an hour, and I'm so doing push-ups, doing fucking sit-ups, doing planks, just trying to fucking kill time. So I'm like, I'm gonna not waste my time here. And I remember the guy came back in. And I remember I had my shirt off and I'm just pouring sweat. And I remember I looked at his face and I saw in his eyes, he was like, you fucking took Molly before you came here. He just had this look on him. He was like, you fucking lying piece of shit. So,
I had a great weekend.
Did you? What'd you do this weekend, Katie?
Just shows. I had a apartment warming because I have my own apartment now.
Ooh, no roommates?
No roommates. All on a lease by myself. Very scary.
Do you have a couch?
I have a couch.
Oh, sweet. Done.
No. My couch is too small for you.
Come on, Katie. Let Bronson sleep on your couch. Where's your apartment? Don't tell, obviously, the exact...
Spanish Harlem.
Spanish. Oh, I used to live in Spanish Harlem.
Yeah, I love it. Spanish Everybody's so time. Nice. Yeah, yeah, they're always like, I love it because you go outside, they're like, hello, mommy. And I'm like,
Are you near 125th?
No, I'm closer down.
Closer, good.
Right. I was at 115th and 3rd for those years I lived with Gino and those guys.
Nice. Yeah, I was at 117th on the west side for a while, 112th on the west side for a while. But I used to live up in East Harlem for a hot minute. And there's great, dude, 125th, Lexington 3rd. There's all of these amazing Puerto Rican food spots. You just go get a full chicken and fucking pork, pernil and fucking rice and beans. It'd be $9. You'll feed an entire party's worth of people. It's so fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
Spanish food rules. Mm-hmm. Spanish food rules. Nobody ever says that about Irish food, ever.
When you go to Ireland, my friends are like, oh, it's actually not as bad as I thought.
It's horrible. When we went to England, dude, do you remember how bad
England and Ireland is not the same. England the food same is way worse. No, it's because in Ireland, we're big on dairy. So the dairy is really good. The cow is really good. And the beef is really good. And it's all close, all agricultural. So I'm telling you, you'll like the meat in Ireland.
I'm saying, dude, in England, I...
Don't keep comparing us to England.
Dude, it was nuts.
They're different constant countries. War with each other.
It was nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, they should have a ceasefire. They had nuts and take culinary lessons.
I don't think that Irish food is much better.
You had it.
I've been to Irish pubs and I've had. You know what?
No, Irish pubs here are not good.
No,
they're actually decent. I was gonna give you a compliment.
Not compared to food. Well, if you think it's decent, then in Ireland you'll love it.
Fish and chips.
No, because the chips are skinny. In Ireland they're fat. You get the vinegar. Stop it. Stop it, Lewis. This is slurs right here.
I do. You want to hear slurs? All right, ladies and gentlemen, new segment. New segment. Katie says slurs. You're right. Yeah, as I'm thinking about it, I have had good Irish meals, like shepherd's pie and fucking. Fish and chips.
It's nicer in Ireland though, because the dairy's so good. The milk, the cream, the butter.
I'll die on this.
Ireland.
Are you big on dairy there?
I'm going back. I'm going back in January. I think I'm going to do
in January.
England, Ireland, and a bunch of other places. Should be fucking good. I'm excited. But the English breakfast we had was It was crazy. It was to the point where I thought I was being pranked. It was
with the sausages and the pudding and the.
I ordered like corned beef hash. I was like, that'll be good. I love corned beef hash.
I don't even know what that is.
It was cold. It was fucking cold, and they gave me runny ass eggs. It was fucking so nasty.
You'll have a better Irish breakfast. Better.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to try.
So
it.
Excited.
I'm gonna have to try it, Katie.
I did like blood sausage. That was
yeah,
good.
Me too. Yeah. It's nice. It feels like you're getting iron in you or something like you're.
Shannon, what is this? Peacock TV to air Queer Planet. It's a documentary on gay, bisexual, and trans animals.
Animals.
Yeah.
Yep. So animals.
That's what we call them.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
When you say them, is that more than one?
I didn't know animals could be trans.
Yeah.
So, figured they're all gay.
So, God, please, let's see what this is.
Okay. It's
it's not working. God damn it, Shannon. Just give me the details you fucking have about it.
I really want to show you the trailer. It's loading right now. But yeah, so there are specific animals that. Oh, here we go. I got it. 1 second. Okay, here you go.
The kid is wrong.
You make me wanna dance.
Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a
This
stigma
is about. An Australian show?
Yes, I believe so.
Dude, Australia, they're a bunch of jerks. They really are. They are fucking, they know what they're doing. They know that nobody believes this. They know it's not a real thing,
yeah.
But they want to fucking do it anyway, just so we all have the conversation. And they get to make me look hateful.
Wait, what do you
now,
mean
here
it's not
I
real?
Am.
Have you
what?
Ever done stuff with a man?
A man?
Yeah.
Sexual stuff?
Yeah.
Not really.
See, you're a little queer. We're all a little queer, are we?
I got the best blowjob like I've ever had from a trans woman.
Oh. Really?
I think she remembered what she used to like when she had a dick.
Yeah, probably. Mm. That's sickening, Bronson.
That's just beautiful.
No,
well, you did stuff. What did you do with the man?
I made out with Big J, but it's always to be funny. It was never
actual. Did you like
it?
Did you get a little
disgusting.
Bit of
it
little
felt
tingle?
Like it felt like I was fucking like.
Did you use tongue?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think
it's
kinda,
on camera.
I think it's hot when straight men like make out or like fuck
Shannon, together. Put the sexy music on and show Katie, me, and Big J making out, please. You gotta get me and Big J making out for the music first. That's all right. No, it's to be funny. It's always to be funny.
Yeah. Do you have a threesome with a man?
I have had threesomes with
okay,
men.
Okay, so that's a little queer. I feel like
queer.
When I say it sounds slur.
It's not a little queer. Yeah. It's stop fucking calling me a little queer, Katie. You're pissing me off right now.
I just think we are.
Double teaming somehow is extra manly. What are you talking about?
I just think we're all a little on the spectrum now.
I have strong feelings about this.
Please.
If you can come in the same room as you're like making eye contact with your boy,
you're
that's a little gay.
You're not making eye contact.
You hear it.
You do hear the squishes.
Ooh,
yeah,
the
that's
squishes.
A little gay.
You hear the squishes.
Did you high five? Did you do that the Eiffel Tower?
No, we never did the Eiffel Tower. It was, I mean, I've done it a handful of times with Big J, with Dave. Have we ever double teamed a chick?
No, we have not.
I did a 3-on-1.
A 3-on-1?
It was a porn lady and her boyfriend and me and my buddy.
You and your boyfriend?
And
3 men and 1 woman.
I brought the drugs, and so they were, and then all of a sudden she's like, I'd like to suck your cock. And I thought she was kidding, and the boyfriend's like, go ahead. And then you realize porn people don't care. And then the worst part is I put my hand directly in a puddle on my buddy's business. That's 100% true.
Three men and a little lady four. all right, guys. None of these jokes are working.
Was that the reference to the old movies?
Yeah, like that's what happened to her. She's grown up now and she's getting fucked by Bronson Sutton. Guys, you know, I'm bombing today. I'm bombing and that's okay.
You had a bad weekend.
Wait,
that's
I wonder
okay.
if you really don't think there's gay animals?
No, I think that there are deviancies in nature where there are horny fucking animals that probably bang each other. I don't think that they're actually gay.
No, there's zoos that have had penguins where they don't want a woman and they give them an egg to raise and they raise them as gay parents.
That's in Glasgow.
I love penguins. I love gay love. Also, I love all of us strangers. I love when men just find each other. I just so romantic.
I'm sure they're going to do the seahorse thing where the men carry the baby. Mm-hmm.
Shannon
and all the other tropes, one species, but yeah, there are gay animals, dude.
There's one species of dolphin where the males will fuck each other's blowholes. 100% true.
Blowholes.
Yeah.
Instead of their arsehole.
Because it's on top, and they're
oh,
on.
Oh, that's so like giving a blowjob. Oh, yeah. Anyway. It's confusing.
Let's see more of this trailer, Shannon.
You just want to see how your cat's going to turn out.
Maybe.
Just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded. Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
Can I tell you the problem with, let me say this, and this is like, you know, as I'm getting older, right? And we talk about shit. Like, we talk about sex. We talk about what we jerk off to and who we get laid with. There's just the issue with the queer movement and the issue with, like, the queer movement with children. I think this is the main problem that, like, a lot of people have. It's just this, like, extreme over-sexualization where you're like, it's just, what do you, like, you're just... It's like if straight people had a parade about fucking. They were like, we're going to just celebrate the fact that my dick can go in her pussy. And then there's a float that looks like a vagina and one that looks like boobs and one that looks like a dick. And then they're like, yeah, we get to fucking hump. And you're like, chill. Dude, do whatever you fucking want to do. Who cares? Like, if you care that much about your genitals and that's such an important part of your identity, I think that we should look at you and we probably shouldn't have you around children. That's what I'm not saying gay people. I'm saying that anybody straight or gay, if they're concerned that much with their genitalia and how much that's what I'm saying.
It's not.
Do you
concerned.
Feel the same way about Dominican ladies twerking at their parade?
100%. Yes. 100%.
But pride, you just said two different things though.
So I said like five different things.
I know
things,
there was
Katie.
A lot. I was what like, are you talking it was about? Like a lot of different arguments.
It was a hate.
It was a rainbow of different shit.
A pastiche of ignorance, if you will.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, pride's not about your genitals. It's just because they weren't allowed. And then, you know, a lot of gay men in the 80s would have lost their friends to AIDS and they couldn't talk about it. So it's just more like, oh, we can love each other and be together. It's not just about your penis.
That's not an issue. I have no issue with that. I'm talking about when you get on a float and you fucking
who
are
got on a float?
Have you ever seen the gay pride parade? Have you ever been to the gay pride?
Oh, sometimes there's a bit.
Sometimes
there's a bit of glitter.
A bit of glitter. It's a lot of over sexualization.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm also not a prude. I don't really give a shit. I'm actually just sort of in a devil's advocate position, pointing out why people have an issue with it and why people have an issue with children, right? Or being exposed
it. Oh, you're saying if the children see it at the parade,
it's just super sexual. It's just super sexualized energy for children to be seeing. And I agree with that. At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, if you bring your kid to a Puerto Rican Day Parade and there's a girl that's fucking twerking and showing her ass, I think it's a little bit aggressive for little kids to be around. And my point is, and the Puerto Rican Day Parade, that's not really the point of it. It does seem when you go to a lot of these pride events, it's like a dude wearing lingerie out in the daytime and fucking waving a dildo around. And more fucking power to you. I don't give a shit. I actually don't give a fuck. Take that dildo, suck on it, put it in your ass, fuck your best friend with it. More power to you. I'm just saying.
Don't put it on the street.
Even put it on the street, but you can't go like, oh, why are they saying that we're pedophiles and that we're being weird around children? It's like, that's fucking weird energy around children. Natalie, resident lesbian, please.
Can I feel like there's a difference between you shouldn't have kids at the Pride Parade because there's sexual stuff going on and being like, this is... I get why people hate gay people around kids because some of them are sexual.
I did not say I get why they hate gay people around kids. You could pull a quote. You could pull up the quote. I'm on camera saying
you guys
are stupid women. Hold on. No. You're done.
I remember what you said. You said gay culture. I get why people. What did you say? It was not about the parade at first. It was about.
It was a reaction to a gay guy looking at two sheep smelling each other's ass going like, everyone needs to have a little fun, if you know what I mean. And you're like,
but that show's not for kids. That's on the parents.
It probably is.
No, it's not.
There probably are.
Chris Rock's not playing the zebra, Lewis.
Everything you're saying, straight culture, sexualized young girls, Jerry Seinfeld with the fucking schoolgirl, all the straight people were sexualizing young women for forever.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Britney Spears was only 13 and that hit me one again.
She was 16. She was 16 when she popped off. And yes, that was very weird.
I like the way you said that.
And I know exactly when she turned 18. I was a member of that website.
Yeah, you're like, when she popped off.
There used to be countdowns.
Yeah, for when they turned 18.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Olsen twins are the
big
one. I was
listening the other day how much this would not fly. Do you remember Eminem's Ass Like That?
Yeah.
The doing, doing, doing.
Ass Like That. Yeah.
One of the lines, he's going, you know, Jessica Simpson, the Olsen twins, and then he goes, Hillary Duff is not quite old enough
for an ass like
and he goes, that. For a butt like that, maybe next year I'll say ass.
Yeah,
he's literally counting down.
Don't be an asshole, because we give Jerry Seinfeld the pass. That woman was so toit. No. She was such a toit, hot Jewess with beautiful big 17-year-old
tits. She was, what, 16?
17. Don't be an asshole. Why do you got to be an asshole? Here we are. Here we go, Katie Boyle.
You're being devil advocate.
Here's
Katie I'm being devil advocate.
Boyle.
I mean, he was just 38.
Yeah. What's the deal with the age of consent?
What's the deal with these awesome tits?
She's 17, Jerry.
Well, you, Jerry, a pass. It was a different time. Okay.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
Yes, I agree with you. Sexualizing children is a problem. I completely agree.
But I don't and think I'm the Pride Parade is sexualizing kids.
I don't... It's two different things. You're bringing up a separate thing.
You mixed the things.
I'm talking about... I brought my son to the Gay Pride Parade. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you have that, Shannon? Pull up my son at the Gay Pride Parade. I have this. I have footage of it. It's actual real footage. So Shannon's going to take 45 minutes to pull this.
I was just going to say, we don't have...
You did ask for video from years ago.
I mean, you could just pull up Toddler at Gay Pride Parade on YouTube. Oh, you know what? I think I took it down. I made it private.
So I'm confused.
I made it private last year because it was some right-wing lady who like took the video and put it to like her millions of followers. Because I accidentally happened upon the Gay Pride Parade with my son. We were walking past Fifth Avenue or whatever. So I had to walk through it.
And he started sprinting towards it.
He's like three.
It's very colorful and exciting.
He's like three, and I was like, I don't give a shit. It's fucking cute, whatever. And he's excited. There's parades and floats and shit. And he's too young to even realize that there's any penises on people's heads and shit. So, but I gave him a little flag, and because he's three, like, you know, he just throws things, right? Mm-hmm. So I have him on video, like throwing the flags. But I edited together like just footage of the Gay Pride Parade, and then it's him, and then he takes the flag and goes, pew, and then the glasses and the blunt go in his mouth, and his da 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 da. What do they call those videos? The
I don't know. It's the Snoop ones.
Yeah, whatever it is. You know, the fucking
and what was her
the gangster videos.
She was using it for her point.
So yeah,
or?
Some chick like reposted it as like, look, well, even kids get the fucking that gay people are evil.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh, I don't want to use my son as an actual prop of hate.
Yeah,
I'm just being funny. But yeah, I mean, look, the I don't think what I'm saying is, made me pull it back for a second and really listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because I think you guys, as being fucking...
Just pull out women? Before you come.
As being little fucking queers right now, both of you guys, you guys are fucking giving me shit about it. But I'm not really wrong in saying this. This is, when you're talking about people who have issues with gay culture being pushed upon children, that's it. It's not about gay. If it's simply like, oh, I'm gay, I'm married to a man... Nobody gives a shit about that. It's the extreme over-sexualization. And it's when you're talking about, like, you know, drag story hours, these are, like, it's an extremely sexualized
job.
They
doing sexy stuff in the drag
story?
No, but it's still, like, you're still taking, like, an adult performer and putting them in a library to read to kids. And what's interesting about it is the juxtaposition of an adult performer reading a little kid's book to kids. Mm. That's when you step back. That's if you weren't politicized, you'd go like, that's kind of what the selling point is, right? That's what the selling point to the kids and the parents. And I understand it's your job to, you know, raise your kids however you want to raise them. I'm just saying, like, it's an adult job. Drag is an adult thing. It's a very sexual thing when it's done. And I've been to drag shows before. It's not any, there's nothing hateful here. It's a very sexualized adult type of thing. So I understand maybe they're covering themselves up more, but putting them, it's almost like this taboo thing where they're going like, look, I get to read to kids. It feels kind of perverse. It feels kind of, as a parent, I go like, I question why anybody would want to get dressed up in makeup and read to little children.
I think to me, it's just a fantastical character. So like right now, you took James to Little Shop, right?
Yeah.
Right now, Audrey in Little Shop is Jinx Monsoon from Drag Queen. And she's awesome at it.
Right.
Would you take James to see a drag queen in a play?
Of course, but that's the drag queen acting in a play, doing that specific, playing a specific role. I don't have an issue with somebody of a different gender playing a different gender in a movie or whatever. If they do a great job, more power to them. That same drag queen, if they said she's going to go and, you know, get dressed up and dolled up and read to my kids in their library, I would just sort of question the motives of everyone involved. The school's motives.
What if they were Ursula in The Little Mermaid, which is a drag queen character?
I think it depends on the drag queen character, and I think when they're reading to kids, it's a much more almost cartoonish clown. It's like a clown coming in to read. It's not they're not being sexual. They're really just dressing like a glamorous lady.
And it's not. But it's, you're right. It's not about that. But it's almost like, let's say it's a stripper, right? Like, oh, we're having stripper.
But not all drag queens are
sexual. For the most part, they are.
I mean, how many shows where it's just lip syncing and just doing the performance of the song.
There still is a sensuality and a sexual, for the most part. Yes, you're right. You can name, I'm sure you can name a handful of drag performers that are devoid of sexuality.
You know, just because you want to fuck them doesn't make it a sexual performance.
But it's like stand up.
You're actually not having an honest argument if you don't tell me. I've been to drag shows. I used to go to the one downtown. We used to go all the time when we used to sell comedy club tickets on fucking Friday nights, whatever the.
Yeah, but see, that's a nighttime nightclub performance. That's not a.
It's like stand-up, doing clean shows.
I was going to say the same thing. To me, it feels like you can say that stand-up, for the most part, is often sexual and often to adults.
We did a sketch on Legion of Sketch. The entire point of the sketch was we were performing jokes for kids in a library. That was the entire sketch, right? And we could play, actually, at the end of the show, play the sketch. It's a fun sketch. And a stand-up story hour, right? So that's the entire thing. And you're right, we're not... If somebody said, I'm going to book the Legion of Skanks in a library to read to kids, and we're not doing any dirty jokes, we're simply reading a book, the intent behind that is, look, we're booking these provocative people to read to these children. Let's start whether it's starting a conversation, or they should be able to read to these children. They're not doing anything weird. What's the point? It just seems kind of provocative. It seems like they're provoking and they're getting the reaction. Yes, Natalie.
You would not pick the dirtiest, most sexual drag queens to read to kids. You would pick a family-friendly comedian.
I don't think that they're picking. I think that those drag queens that are reading to kids very often, and there's videos of them actually doing really sexual things in front of kids. That also happens. But let's just say, in the best case scenario, it's just a person in a wig and makeup reading to kids, which is, I don't think inherently that action is anything wrong, right?
Sure.
I don't think that they're vetting them and going like, well, let me make sure that their nightclub act is really, really clean. I'm sure they have a conversation where they're saying like, yeah, you keep it clean for these kids. But no, I don't think that they're looking for clean drag queens. I don't think that there are clean drag queens. I think drag queens, for the most part, it's a provocative job and it's a provocative act. And they're looking for it. Like, there's a sensuality to it and they feel sexy when they do it. I very rarely see... It's a drag queen sitting there in a suit jacket at a piano just singing a song, and then they move on.
So you're saying all the girls that are Elsa for birthday parties aren't necessarily strippers at night? I know a stripper that's Elsa for kids' birthday parties. Should she not be allowed to perform?
But hold on, what are you arguing? I don't really understand what you're arguing.
What's the difference?
You're saying basically that if I found out
there was a stripper that was acting as Elsa for a kid's birthday party, I personally would not hire that stripper because I would want to have sex with her. No, but I know strippers and they're fucking shady bitches. They're rarely not shady bitches. And to be honest with you, drag queens, for the most part, are fucking drug addicts who are getting fucked up in nightclubs every night. This is not an honest conversation we're having right now. You guys are not having a real honest conversation. If you actually talk to drag queens who are in that fucking world, these people go and get fucked up. It's a nightclub thing. This is 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're doing blow. They're partying. This is not family-friendly fucking material.
Have you ever seen how much teachers drink?
Yeah, I daytime bartended, and they would come in on their lunch break, and they would give me all the money.
You guys keep on just changing the argument. Are you arguing that drag queens are I don't really...
Please. Two things. First thing is, I just think it's up to the parent. You know, you know what you're... That's
I don't think it should be criminal. I don't think anybody should... If they're not doing anything like crazy...
But the problem is parents go, I want all these kids... Like, they get involved in other people's parenting instead of being like, okay, I'm not comfortable, that's fine.
I agree.
The second thing is, again, back to the stand-up, you can do clean stand-up, and it is just a way of, like, if you're a kid, of being like, oh, these are the type of person you could be, like, bringing it, showing them the world, and that there's no shame around it, and you could be but my friend is a drag queen, and when he's a she, he's never fucking done drugs, and he's never done he just does the performances, dress up as Lady Gaga, I do think there's elements to
it. If you asked him and you said, hey, do you think that in the drag queen world, that it is an adult world where there is a lot of people doing drugs and a lot of people.
But that's not happening in the daytime. That's what we're saying.
I'm just saying that But the reason they're booking it is because you're booking this provocative character. You're not booking Barney. You're booking a fucking drag queen who's out doing blow and sucking a guy's dick in the bathroom the night before, probably. That's what's happening. Well, this is a real. That's reality, right? And there's been a few drag queens that have come out and actually had real conversations about it, where they were like, look. The reason that drag queens shouldn't be going in and doing this for little kids is because this is an adult performance. Why are we trying to mix adult performers with children? It's not being comfortable with queer culture. It's not getting comfortable with transgender people. Drag queen is a performance. It's an adult performance, and kids shouldn't be comfortable with adult comedy. Just the same way they shouldn't be comfortable with porn. The same way they shouldn't.
But they're saying they can do. What they're saying is they can do. What's it called? PG performance. That's all it is. So this is the PG version.
Yeah, I've seen Otto and George perform for little kids, and it was hilarious and clean, and the kids had a great time.
I think if a drag queen was like, I really want to go perform for kids, I would question their motives. I would question their motives. I'm not saying that like anyone that's performing for little kids is a fucking pedophile. I'm saying if they really like, oh, I really want to just get in front of kids. That's like fucking.
It's a paid gig to do what you want to do.
Sometimes, they want to do. They do not want to read the little red fire engine in front of little kids. They want to shake their asses and sing like Cher. That's why they got into it. They're being booked because it's provocative.
Or maybe they just want to dress because, as a woman and do some like reading. Like maybe that's the other side of it. Another option of it.
I don't buy it.
I will just say this. One of my favorite comics in Northern Irish that I worked with a lot in Edinburgh. Martin Moore.
Okay.
Big Pig. He was a circus act before he became a comic, and he does kids shows that involve no speaking because it's mostly like clowning, miming, and working with the kids. And then he does middle of the day shows as a straight comic, and he does a late night show juggling and shit where dicks are out and it's fucking crazy. It's full adult. And the first time I ever heard he did kids shows, I'm like, how do you do kids shows? And he's like, make an act for children. It's a different thing. Like these kids aren't going to see me at midnight.
Yeah, you're naming specific cases where people are hustling and trying to make money. And yes, I've seen guys do that where they do kid shows for camps in the summertime at Caroline's. They used to do this all the time, right? These are typically guys who are just trying to fucking hustle and make ends meet. There's not a movement where like we got to get fucking comedians in front of kids based off of this fake sort of like perception.
Is there a movement?
Hold on, let me say this. Oh. Well, based off of this fake perception that we need to expose these kids to this to make them more comfortable with it. It's just, I'm just saying it's kind of weird. The fact, and there is a movement. This is a thing in every city in this country. There's this drag queen story hour. That's a thing that happens regularly, and it is a hot button issue. And I'm not actually that passionate about it. I'm not saying go protest it. I'm just saying if they brought it to my kid's school, I'd probably keep him home that day. And I would question the motives of the administrators. I would go, what is the thing? Why are you trying to be provocative? Because you know it's provocative. Fuck!
I've never seen you so passionate.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not actually this passionate about it. I don't know why I'm actually spilling shit.
What?
You're over there spilling tea. I think Lewis had the worst weekend. I think we can give it to him.
I did. Yeah. We're done. We're wrapping, Shannon. Hour and a half show today. It's been sick. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast. Thank you guys for watching. Good night.
That's all, folks.